The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, second level teachers have voted to take industrial action unless the government immediately addresses a number of concerns regarding COVID-19 in schools. And to discuss those concerns, I'm joined now by the President of the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland, Anne Pigott. Anne, thanks for joining us on the show this evening. You might outline some of these concerns that your members have in relation to safety in schools during these difficult times.
Good evening. So a lot of our members are very worried about their health concerns. So they voted yes to taking action on issues such as definition of what a close contact is, testing for schools, testing times, the turnaround times of those are quite slow. And they're also worried about high-risk teachers who are still working in schools whose lives are at risk. They're just some of the health issues that our members have voted on today.
Is it fair to say that, because this news will, I suppose, be of concern to many parents of secondary school pupils around the country, but is it fair to say that your members want to keep the schools open? They just want to be certain that when they go into school that it's in the safest environment possible for both them and the children they're teaching?
Yes, I think you've summed that up very well there. It will be of concern to parents, but you must remember that the union have been out there since the start trying to keep schools open. Our principals and our teachers have done their best to make them safe, even with things such as mask wearing that we asked for a public health review on. If we get the schools safe, then it's also safer for students just as well. The ballot says to take industrial action up to and including strike action, but we would certainly see that as a last resort. In the meanwhile, we would like to meet with health officials and the department and try and address the issues that are of concern to our members who are very anxious and worried in schools in these times.
You've mentioned a couple of things there that you want the government to immediately address. And the first thing that you mentioned was a definition of close contacts. You know, we're 7 months into the pandemic now. It's all we've been talking about for the past 7 months. There was an awful lot of work that went into the reopening of the schools, and the government is committed to keeping them open. How in the name of God do your members not know at this point what a close contact is in the classroom? Is there issues with messaging, mixed messages perhaps, or just no messaging at all to your members?
I think there's actually confusion as to what it is. So we would have thought that a close contact is somebody who's been in the room with you for a class or for 15 minutes or more than that. And we're hearing stories of students who've tested positive, and yet then it doesn't seem that many people in that room might be contacted later as a close contact, and sometimes nobody at all. So we would like explanation or confidence in what a close contact is. Now, I know it might differ from school to school depending on circumstances, but this is a source of concern and confusion to our members, and we would like clarity on that.
Okay. And then in relation to rapid testing and turnaround times, I know again this will differ from school to school for a whole host of reasons that we won't get into, but on average, what are you looking at when it comes to testing and getting results back?
We would be very happy with a 24-hour test turnaround time, and we would imagine, because we're in the school setting with many people, that that would be very important. It also depends not just from school to school, but area to area. So we've heard stories of tests that have come around within the 24 hours, but also ones that have not come back for 3 or 4 days. And remember, it's only when somebody is tested and identified as positive, then the process begins finding the close contacts and testing them. So it's all adding to a lot of time, and therefore it might even be causing more cases in the meanwhile.
Okay, finally then, and briefly, you haven't given the government much time to respond. The ballot paper said that it should address these concerns by Friday. Not much time there. If they don't address these concerns, you know, secondary school teachers have voted to take industrial action. Does that mean leaving the classroom?
We will have to call our executive together and have a meeting with our executive and study the outcome and see where we go from here. Once engagement starts, and engagement did actually start with health professionals that we've been wanting to meet for a long time, we're glad to say that we have met them, and we would like to engage with them much further to address all of the issues that were raised today. And our members have spoken loud and clear, so these issues are of concern to everyone. So the sooner we address them all, the better it will be for everyone at school.
Okay. Anne Pigott, President of the Association of Secondary School Teachers of Ireland. Thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.